Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shimon Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Metzia Daf Kuftet Vav Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, looking at the very end of the last Mishnah in Perek Tet. HaChovel Tarei Chaim Over Mishum Lo Taseh. If somebody seizes a mill, the Rechaim is the bottom stone of the mill, then he violates Lo Taseh. V'chayah Mishum Shnei Kelim. And he's also in violation of taking the two kelim. Shenemar lo yachvol rechaim v'rachev. The rechev is the top stone. V'rechaim v'rachev v'vanamru. It's not only those. Ela kol davar shosim ba'ochal nefesh. Anything that you need for food. Shemar ki nefesh u'chovel. The end of the pasuk is he's taking a life, as it were. Amar Ravuna chaval rechaim lo keshtayim. So Ravuna's position is machlok Ravuna Rav Yehuda, as we'll see, that if you seize the mill, you're violated too, and you get two makot. Shum rechaim, shum ki nefesh uchovel. Rechaim, and separately nefesh. Nefesh, which comes at the end of the pasuk. Rechaim varechev, if you take the bottom and the top mill, part of the mill, lokesh shalosh. Shum rechaim varechev, shum nefesh uchovel. It's three. Yuramar chaval rechaim lokeachat. He reduces it by one. If you take the bottom stone, then you get one makot. Varechev lokeachat. If you take the top stone, it's one. Chaim v'rechav lo keshtayim. But kinefesh u'chovel is the shard v'rim hudata. It's there to talk about other things, but not to add on to rechaim v'rechav. Now, leima abaye v'rava v'plukta ravuna v'rav Yehuda kamipalgi. We have a machloket abaye v'rava about a korban Pesach, and it sounds like their machloket is the same as Ravuna and Rav Yehuda's machloket about how to read the phrase kinefesh u'chovel. The Amar Rav, remember that a Korban Pesach must be eaten roasted, may not be eaten raw or cooked. Achal na, if he ate the Korban Pesach raw, lo kesh daim. You get two makot. Why? Mishum na, u mishum ki im tzliyesh. Lav ba miklal asay. Mivushal, if he ate it cooked, lo kesh daim. Shum bivushal, mishum ki im tzliyesh. That sounds like Rav Huna. Na, mu mivushal, let's say you ate some, a kazayit raw and a kazayit cooked, lo kesh shalosh. Mishum na, mishum vashal, mishum lo tachlanu ki im tzliyesh. Good. That's Rav. Abaye Amar, ain looking at Lav Shebechlalut. You don't get a makot for Lav Shebechlalut, which is generally read as any Lav that has different kinds of applications. The classic example of Lav Shebechlalut is Lo Tochlu Al Adam, which has many different applications. Eating on a day that you remember the Sanhedrin, that you execute somebody, and eating from a carbon before Zerikat Adam, and eating before davening, and all sorts of other applications. And therefore, that's a Lav Shebechlalut. And so Abaye says you don't. Therefore, when it says kiim tzliyesh, which applies to several other ways of eating it that you're not allowed to do, which is cooked and raw, therefore you can't get makot for that. So you only get makot for the raw, for the cooked, or for both of those. So lein Abaye de makot Yehuda v'rava de makot v'hu. That sounds like a nice lineup that Abaye says that the general statement of kiim tzliyesh would parallel the general statement of nefesh u'chovel, and you don't get makot for that. And Rava, who says that you do get makot for ki'im tzliyesh, says, like Rav Huna, that you get makot for nefesh u'chovel. Now, of course, we're going to end up saying that either position could fit either position. Amar lecha Rava, an adam refilik Rav Yehuda. What I say, even Rav Yehuda would agree with. Ad kan lakum Rav Yehuda in the case of the mashkon. Rav Yehuda says, atam alak dechi nefesh u'chovel, v'mash v'rechaim v'rechev. The reason he says you don't get makot for nefesh u'chovel is because that doesn't sound like it's talking about rechaim v'rechev, it's talking about other things. In other words, there's nothing inherent about nefesh connected to rechaim v'rechev. So you get makot for rechaim, you get makot for rechev, but if you take rechaim v'rechev, it's not nefesh. Nefesh is about other things you take. A kitchen sink. Kim tzliyesh is referring to not. Don't eat it not. Don't eat mevushal. Rather, tzliyesh. Shonav l'lav. What I say, even Rav Huna would agree with. The phrase kinefesh u'chovel is extra. It must be applying to rechaim v'rechem and an extension of it. That's not extra. To me, you're only liable for eating it raw or cooked at a time that you're obligated to eat it roasted, which means during the zman. In the evening. So if, for instance, you ate the Korban Pesach early, raw, you're not in violation because there's no mitzvah to eat it tzli that time. So therefore, that phrase is not extra. Since the phrase is not extra, it therefore is a lav shebechlalut. Okay. Tanya Kavateri Rav Yehuda. We have support for Rav Yehuda's position. Chaval zog shel saparim v'tzemed shel parot. Let's say you took a scissors, which has two parts, or you took a team of oxen, chayav shtayim. That if you took them as a mashkon, you chayav shtayim. Zeba atzmo v'zeba atzmo. If you took each one separately, you know chayav alachat, because they can't really work independently. Tanya, chaval zog shel saparim v'tzemed shel parot. Yachole chayav alachat. If you took this thing, I might think you're chayav only once. Tamlo lechvo chayim v'rechev. So my rechav v'rechav shem niyuchadin, just like rechav v'rechav work together. Shnei kelim osim malacha achat v'chayav al zev v'neatzmo v'zev v'neatzmo. Two separate things that work together and create one malacha, and you chayav separately for them. I've called them shen shnei kelim yuchadim osim malacha achat v'chayav al zev v'neatzmo v'zev v'neatzmo. So therefore, if you take the both pieces of the scissors or both oxen, you chayav twice. Okay, that supports Rav Yehuda that there is not a third lav there. There's rechayim, there's rechav, but there's not nefesh u'chovel. Okay, who gaver the chava sakina da shkavta mechavre? A guy stole a shchit, took a shchita knife as a mashkon from a fellow who owed him money. Ata the kamei d'abayis, the fellow came to buy. Amar le zila hadri, have to give it back to him. Da haver le klisho sim ba'ochal nefesh. That's what he lives with. Plus you eat with it. V'tarkum b'dina ala. And then he said that you should come to din against him. On what he owes you. And what he owes you. Rav Amar, lo tzrich l'meikam medinah. You don't have to do that. V'yachol it'on ad kedei d'mehen. You can claim the value up until the value of the knife. Abai doesn't agree with that. Maishtam mehanu easy to achli chushla ben hardeh. Famous case of the goats that ate the barley in hardeh. V'at amar de chushla v'tafas tuva katoin tuva. So the fellow owned the barley, grabbed the goats, and he made a big claim. Shmuel's father was the dayan in Ahardeah. I said, Yachol itana kadeh deman. He can make a claim up until the value of the goats. So the answer is, Hatam lav minid de avda l'ushuli l'gurihu. The reason is because goats are not the sort of thing that people generally lend out or rent out. Right? So, Hacham minid avda l'ushuli l'gurihu. However, here, a knife is something that people would lend out or would rent out, and therefore you can't make that claim. Now, what's the reason? If a guy says, that's my knife, and it's the kind of thing that normally is rented, we don't believe him. So therefore, in the case of the knife, Abaye says, the fellow took the knife, doesn't have a claim to say it's mine, and therefore amigo to say he owes me money, and I can claim up until the value of the knife. But in the case of the goats, it's not the kind of thing you normally lend. Therefore, if the guy has the goats, then he can claim the kuchin v'yadi, and therefore his amigo, he can claim their value to payment for the barley. For Rava, lately I saw Rava doesn't agree with that. For Rava, afik zuga de sarvala v'safra agarata miyat mi b'dvar masuin la shula haskir. Rava exactly did that. He took these sheep shearing scissors from Yatomi and a sefer agarata. These are things that they normally lent out. And he took them away from them because he said their claim of saying Mukucham Yadi doesn't work. So Harav Nami came into Mifkama Kapti Inshav Lo Moshli. He said because a shchita knife gets pagum, people don't lend it out, and therefore in this case, when the guy took the shchita knife, he didn't have a claim of Lukucha Ibiadi, because he had the claim of Lukucha Ibiadi, because the kind of thing people don't generally lend out, and therefore he could demand Ad Demehan. Okay, to run Alacha Makaba Baruch Hashem, we finished the ninth parak of Bamitzia. We have a very short tenth parak. That we will begin in the next podcast of Yirtzeh Hashem, on our way to completing the second of the three parts of Masechet Nezikin. Everyone should have a wonderful day.